humans interact and collaborate with AI is taking a dramatic leap forward with agentic AI. Now think, AI-powered agents that can plan your next trip overseas and make all the travel arrangements, human-like bots that act as virtual caregivers for the elderly, or AI-powered supply chain specialists that can optimize inventories on the fly in response to fluctuations in real-time demand. Now, these are just some of the possibilities opened by the coming era of agentic AI. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Analytics Insight podcast, where we talk about the ever-evolving tech space, and I'm your host, Priya Dialani. Now, if you have been keeping an eye on artificial intelligence lately, you have probably heard the terms AI agents and agentic AI thrown around. Now, while they might sound like fancy tech jargon, they are actually referring to two types of AI that are both making a big impact on our world. But what exactly are they, and how are they different from each other? And more importantly, why should we care? Now, to break these down, today we have Pradeep Govindasamy, President and CEO of QualiZ. Hi, Pradeep. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Priya. Thanks for having me in this podcast.
Great. Thank you so much, Pradeep. It's a pleasure to have you with us on a podcast today. And of course, we are going to, learn more about agentic AI, because that's actually like, there's a lot of hype around this new term. So while, you know, we are going to talk about like the entire podcast is going to focus on that specific topic. But before that, you know, we would like to know more about QualiZ. So, you know, what exactly the company is into, what is its specialization or any particular solution the company is offering? If you could give us like a brief overview of the company, it would be great.
Sounds good, Priya. QualiZ is formed post-pandemic era in the year 2021, when the digital revolution changed towards the AI future of AI. That's when we founded this company 4 years back. With a vision to transform, you know, a lot of end clients into the digital world, right? So QualiZ is specialized into software quality, digital quality engineering, and with a focus towards AI-led. We cut across almost all the industries, right from manufacturing, airlines, retail, banking, financial services, automotive. In testing those high-end systems, legacy transformation, digital revolution, and AI readiness. Right? Our company has fast grown into a 1,000-member team in less than 4 years of time, with the vision to build the next generation of future quality engineering leaders. We're based in Dallas, Texas, and also our offshore center is in Hyderabad, India.
Great. Thank you so much, Pradeep, for sharing about QualiZ and, of course, about the different solutions the company is offering. Moving ahead, we would also like to know about you, Pradeep. You're a visionary entrepreneur, a seasoned IT industry veteran, and a thought leader with over 25 years of experience empowering global enterprises across diverse industries to navigate disruptive market shifts and achieve business transformation successfully. So, you know, can you tell us more about yourself? How has your journey been till date? And what excites you more about being a part of QualiZ?
Sure. So this is my 25th year into the IT industry. All towards my 25 years, I've been a career tester. You know, I've always continued to learn and understand, you know, how the testing industry work. That's towards my passion for, you know, software testing. I've been part of large enterprise, was with Cognizant for more than a decade, being part of the entire testing journey, build the entire automation COE practice, right from its inception, actually. So headed the practice, built a lot of framework, having a patent with an automation framework, you know, with them. And then got into a startup world, and then built a company again, for the second time, for another software testing enterprise. This is when my zeal started to see, you know, why not, you know, build a quality engineering company with a digital focus. And that's when we founded this company. I'm a career software tester with certifications from tools to processes and also many other areas. I've also done a lot of industrial technical presentations, white paper, and conferences, primarily focusing on digital quality and software testing. In my all towards my 25 years career, I have been, you know, involved in technology as my prime. In addition to understand, you know, how process and tools can elevate, you know, software testing to the next generation of the world, right? So Often then, you know, testing is considered to be the second, you know, career in many, you know, marketplace. Whereas, you know, we built something with a lot of pride and prime towards, you know, building a career for software testers. There are over a million testers worldwide, you know, have built their career with its industry. I've seen legacy transformation. I've also seen Agile and DevOps world. And most recently, I've been part of several successful digital transformation. And now I'm very curious to be part of the entire AI world, actually. You know, how AI is impacting software testing is something I'm very excited. And I'm part of the learning, continuous learning process. I'm curious to see how AI in the digital revolution can impact, you know, the career testers like us, and also the industry revolution that it is going to see.
Right, definitely. And we are excited to that, you know, the advancements in artificial intelligence, how are they going to shape the future of businesses around us. And thank you for, you know, helping us go through your entire journey. And I think your role and your contributions at CollegeZeal will definitely, it plays a really important role in shaping the future growth and the future roadmap of the company. Now, coming back to our main, topic of discussion, I think now if you talk about AI chatbots, now they are using generative AI to provide responses based on a single interaction. So a person makes a query and the chatbot uses a natural language processing to reply. Now, everybody's talking about that the next frontier of artificial intelligence is agentic AI, so which uses sophisticated reasoning and iterative planning to autonomously solve complex and multi-step problems. And it's also set to enhance productivity and operations across industries. So what exactly is agentic AI? And is it different from AI agents? Because I think there's a lot of, debate going on the difference between, AI agents and agentic AI. And how does agentic AI differ from the traditional AI systems that I think companies have already employed at their respective organizations?
Sure. AI and agentic AI coexist, right, in the first place. So agentic AI doesn't exist without an AI in the first place. I would call this the version 2.0 of the AI, right? So how it differentiates, right? So now the AI works on certain scripts, right? You know, you ask certain, you know, queries to the models or your chatbot or to any of your, you know, the platform, it provides you with the response. And by going through certain models and delivers the response to you based on your query, based on a script that it adopts, and then, you know, give you the answers that it require, right? Whereas agentic AI, this is where it differs, actually. You know, agentic AI is an autonomous process where, you know, it goes through various models, it understands, you know, autonomously, and trying to make you a decision and sharing with you, you know, based on a lot of data in the system. So, and traditional AI based on a reactive model, whereas agentic AI works on a proactive model. You can consider this as an autonomous software decision-making process. So that's where it differs. Do companies adopt agentic AI without having an AI model? Definitely not. You need to have, you know, a lot of learnings, you need to have data, you need to have a lot of predictions, and you need to apply a lot of machine learning algorithm to develop the agentic AI and host it into your systems in order for you to, you know, make it ready, right? Whether it is an internal systems or an external systems or client-facing systems. In all of these processes, you need to have a lot of work to be done in order for you to make an efficient agentic AI model. So that's where it differs. And I know the entire industry is moving towards an agentic AI model, right? In certain industries, you probably would have seen, you know, a process automation in place. And then eventually the companies graduate themselves into a robotic process automation, which we call it as RPA world, right? So this entire RPA world is changing towards an agentic AI world. This is where, you know, it understands all those queries in an intelligent way and let you make a decision through an autonomous process. So that's where it differs. And I know the future of the entire world is moving towards an agentic AI. A lot of work are in place. I'm definitely excited, you know, how the IT world itself, not just the software testing that I'm into or we are into, is changing, but the entire IT world is moving towards the agentic AI world.
Right, definitely. And I think everybody is talking about it, that agentic AI is changing the game for artificial intelligence, because it is allowing systems to not only process information but also make autonomous decisions and take actions independently. It's like, you know, you mentioned that shifting from a very reactive to a more of a proactive approach. So I think this marks like a very significant advancement beyond the traditional AI models that probably required, you know, human input at every stage. So I think this autonomy is achieved through a combination of advanced techniques, which includes even machine learning and natural language processing and reinforcement learning. So AI agents are trained to perceive their environment, reason about possible actions, and learn from the experience. And it's kind of enabling them to operate with the increasing independence. So while you mentioned about, you know, that it is more like an autonomous process, and it is bringing a new level of decision making for senior executives and decision makers at you know, big scale or even for the medium sized organizations. So I want to understand from you, while we have AI systems and, you know, we are creating these AI models, so what is the role of quality engineering when we are trying to develop the agentic AI systems?
Well, definitely. Right. So I would apply the agentic AI in the software testing world in two broad areas. One is the application or the enterprise adopting agentic AI into their applications or into their systems or into their platforms that need to be tested. But within the testing process itself, you need to infuse the agentic AI and, you know, adopt best practices in the software testing world. There are two areas to that. One is external facing towards end customers and internal software testing process itself. So agentic AI has use cases on both the worlds, actually. So therefore, testing those agentic AI is a very important process, right? And let me take the first use case, which is applications or enterprise customers adopting agentic AI as a first step, right? So, and in order for you to have a full proof of agentic AI, you need to test it thoroughly. And the testing of agentic AI is a traditional process combined with certain advanced processes as well. So it is a hybrid, right? So it is not just you do certain level of functional testing, integration testing, or system testing. You need to do a lot more than your traditional ways of approaching the testing, right? So in addition to your traditional process, where you will go through certain additional process, or, you know, looking at all those results, all those processes that are getting adopted, and all those data, all those models that you train, you need to make sure that those are independently tested, verified, and those behaves naturally to all your decision-making process. Because testing agentic AI are autonomous, right? It goes through various models, various data, and, you know, make certain decisions. In order for you to make sure that those decisions are right, you need to do thorough testing on that, right? And that includes your regular, you know, testing approach of unit, system testing, functional testing, regression testing, usability, and stress testing. These are standard that you would apply for, you know, testing the agentic AI. But what is more required in order to make sure that these agentic AI behaves well, or some of those ad hoc testing that we do, right, to manipulate various adverse scenarios. You infuse ad hoc processes, infuse irrelevant data and irrelevant processes to see how agentic AI behaves in those scenarios. For example, if you are in an airline industry and you deploy certain agentic AI as part of your reservation systems, and I know it behaves autonomously to the end customers by going through various data and analysis. So in such systems, in such areas, you will verify it through various depart dates or times or irrelevant locations or countries, and various, trying to break the system through that and to see how the autonomous agentic AI behaves in those situations. So those kind of manipulative data and interpretation of irrelevant behavior, how agentic AI behaves can be verified, independently verified, and thoroughly tested through our testing processes. This is where tester software testing team start to build automation test cases and also develop several performance test scenarios and stress scenarios to make sure that it behaves in the right way. In addition, you will also go through various simulation processes as well to test the AI and for it to understand those changing behavior of the applications, right? So you will create various end scenarios through simulated models, such as looking at your system for under certain conditions with less than 5% of your data space, or looking at millions of users, simulate the environment and then see how it behaves during the high-end transactions, high-end peak users, what kind of autonomous process it adopt, during those situations, right? It can work on a standard environment, whereas we as a software testing firm tested during unplanned environment and also during the stress situation. So those are some of the systems level of testing that it behaves. And therefore, as a testing community, we need to shape our skills to adapt to, those testing processes of those agentic AI. It's not, and in addition to your standard testing process, you need to know your data really well. You need to understand, the full stack development process. You need to understand all those terminologies that are being used in the AI world, such as your LLMs, your prompt engineering models, how some of those newer technologies that are being adopted. And in testing follows three methodology. One is equivalence value partitioning, boundary value analysis, and ad hoc testing. These are the typical, standard testing process that are being followed in a regular digital revolution industry. Whereas in an AI revolution industry, in addition to those three standard best practices, you need to adopt additional, processes for you to understand the behavioral testing, the language model testing, the prompt engineering of those, and also to understand how the new age cloud hosted models are work actually, and most importantly, you need to do the verification of data, the compliance of those data, and also the security measures. These are additional processes that need to be tested in order for you to have the best agentic AI hosted in your end customer environment. This is on the first step of your testing of your agentic AI system. Whereas the internal quality engineering world, which is our own traditional ways of doing testing, where you will infuse agentic AI as part of your testing processes itself. Like there are two areas, big areas within that software testing. One, we talked about in the past 10 years about self-healing, right? When you build an automation script, how can it heal by itself during ad hoc situations or during changing environment or during breaks or during regression testing failures? In the past, it was all manually done. You take the scripts and maintain them and then rerun them. Whereas in today's agentic AI world, these self-healing systems are taught to understand those failure models and respond to that failure models fairly quickly and self-heal those automation scripts through the agentic AI models and execute them in an unattended way. So that's the biggest use case that we have seen. The second is about defect, which we call it as defect preventions or defect prediction. In these two areas, the agentic AI helps us to understand what kind of testing process that you would follow in order for you to identify those high prone defects based on the systems that are being developed, brought to use cases that agentic AI are being used within the entire software testing lifecycle industry today, in today's world. These are the two broad use cases I've seen transforming. We are definitely in the growth phase of adopting those agentic AI models, both internally and externally, in testing those agentic AI systems.
Right, definitely. And I think that was such a insightful, response to the question that I asked. And I think, given these these AI, agentic AI, and it is expected to, you know, operate with a high degree of autonomy. So ensuring the reliability, accuracy, and, you know, the ethical alignment becomes absolutely critical. And so, you know, the fact that you mentioned that testing, you know, agentic AI is so important because it helps about validating the entire decision process to prevent any unintended consequences. And also thank you for helping us understand the different types of testing that usually takes part in terms of validating the entire agentic AI model. And of course, you know, the role of quality engineering is so important because you can, you know, because as these self-learning mechanisms are evolving continuously, it's really important to have continuous testing, and real-time monitoring also even becomes more vital. But, you know, I think it's clear that the agentic AI systems have massive potential for the enterprise. Of course, their autonomy is a primary benefit, but this autonomous nature can also bring serious consequences if agentic systems go off the rails. Now, the usual AI risks apply, but it can be magnified in agentic systems. Now, many agentic AI systems use reinforcement learning, which involves maximizing a reward function. Now, if the reward function is poorly designed, the AI might exploit these loopholes to achieve some high scores in unintended ways. So what are some risks that are associated with this poorly tested agentic AI, and how do you think they can be mitigated?
That's a great question. So as you rightly mentioned, these follow certain patterns, these follow certain models, follow certain data and make an autonomous decision, give it back to the end customer. So where I'm seeing in especially the risk are, you know, both actually in B2B systems and B2C systems. In both the areas, there are risks associated with it, more so with the B2C, which is when your applications or enterprise platform exposed to the end users, who are in a high trafficking systems, you know, in the banking or in the healthcare, in the life science or in the insurance and various industries and airline industries. This is where, you know, you will, the agentic AI can pose a high risk of either exposing the customer data, can happen with an invalid transactions, or, you know, can get into when you are dealing with high value transactions or dealing with data, that's when there is a risk of failure when you are doing with the agentic AI. This is where we need to test these models thoroughly. Test the data thoroughly, actually, and also understand how it behaves to each and every scenarios of it. What in certain instances, when you're doing a high value transactions, you tend to make your own mistakes, and the agentic AI need to find the end user's mistakes as well. You know, and sometimes they may use certain, you know, numbers wrong or certain data wrong in a high value transaction. In a regular way of systems, it goes through, and then you will find someone else to catch that. A human will catch it and then say, you know, you probably entered a wrong information, and then can you go back and reverse it? Whereas in an agentic AI, it goes through an end-to-end processes itself. You know, these can make a decision based on your input with certain models and behavior in place. And this is where you need to do a thorough testing. And I'm seeing that, you know, like I said in the before, during the testing processes of it, we need to do a lot of dog testing, a lot of simulated environment in going through those failure models, how it can pose a risk in that process. This is where, you know, I would put a lot of effort on it, and newer techniques need to be developed, and more testing need to be, you know, used. In the past, we used to have, you know, one testers for every four developers. Whereas in the case of AI models, where, you know, you need to do a thorough testing process, and, you know, with self-healing process and autonomous test automation, you would increase your, you know, automation process and also increase your workforce to do a thorough testing of those models, those data, those machine learning algorithms. And do a lot of invalid transactions and do a thorough security, you know, testing processes as well. In the case of internal systems, we also see the similar models when you're executing, let's say, an automation test scripts or performance test scripts or stress test scripts or accessibility test scripts. You need to thoroughly test those automation scripts itself in various methodologies, right? So we are seeing a lot of use case, and we are able to clearly identify those risks associated with agentic AI in place, right? So therefore, the industry can very well be ready to validate those systems with an extraordinary effort on the test automation validation.
Right, definitely. And I think, as you know, when we are talking about the autonomous nature of the agentic AI, I think the risks associated with poor testing can have some really far-reaching consequences. So, you know, whether it's incorrect decision-making or if you're talking about the ethical concerns, I think a poorly tested AI can lead to unintended outcomes that impact business and users as well. So I think with more of rigorous validation, and you know, if organizations deploy agentic AI, so they're the kind of they're not only ensuring compliance but also instilling user confidence as well. Now, something that is that you spoke about it in earlier of your responses, that you know, while quality engineering and testing and, you know, real-time monitoring definitely play an important role in creating these agentic AI systems. But let's face it, you know, AI has trust issues. Now, AI is rapidly, you know, permeating our lives, but, you know, everybody has some or the other fear about AI. Now, fears that are largely due to a lack of transparency as to how AI works. Now, these concerns are very evident in questions that people are asking, like, how can people trust AI not to kill us in self-driving car accident or by misdiagnosing a health condition through an AI-driven medical technology? So I think people are asking a lot of questions about AI which require answers. And I think it's very necessary to give these answers because it increases the public trust in AI, and it can help educate the public to play a very strong role in taking advantage of what AI has to offer and, you know, and accordingly evolve with the technology. So when we're talking about the autonomous decision-making with agentic AI, what measures do you think should be taken at enterprise level or the user level to ensure transparency and explainability in AI decision-making?
The most important one is we rely on data, right? And predict based on, you know, a lot of data and also the learning of those models. And the humans develop the AI, right? So it becomes, you know, the AI helps you to become the superhuman. So it both coexist, actually. You know, AI will not replace human in any form, right? It will only increase the intelligence of the system, increase the intelligence of you in place. For us to, you know, become that powerful, we need to first, you know, make sure that, you know, we provide an immense amount of data in place, right? The data coverage, the test coverage of it, and also learning those models in almost all the scenarios. Even in when you develop an applications, you develop based on the user stories, develop based on business case user stories, and also tested based on, you know, various processes that you do, and also infused with quite a lot of, you know, prediction data that you need, and mask them and test them under various scenarios. But what additionally, you know, that we do is through this autonomous process, and how it becomes super intelligent is through, you know, immense amount of data, the prediction and learning of those models. These are the three areas that that you develop in your enterprise applications or in systems for you to have a foolproof applications. Does it pose a risk? Definitely it does. But and this is where, you know, you test it thoroughly. You infuse more scenarios to test them and add a lot of data, learn those models and all that. So the greatest thing about AI is it also self-learn. It also use various agentic process to self-learn itself under various scenarios, behaviors, and update the models on its own, actually, you know, through this self-autonomous learning process. So we are seeing that, you know, more and more the process that gets adopted, and you know, the risk is fairly less compared to a traditional, you know, way of developing your own applications. So therefore, you know, we just need to start understanding that and adopt to those models, because a lot of effort are going in creating those standards, stringent security process, and also data. right? So we rely on all of these three areas: security, standards, and data. And if we can have those in the enterprise applications and also in your platform, your end systems can behave well to your end users' needs.
Well, yes, I agree with you. And I think, you highlighted some really important points that data, security, and, standards. I think it's really important. And all of these should be a core part of an enterprise application, because it eventually the output that we are creating, the end models, the end systems that we are creating, they perform well. Having said that, Pradeep, one last question for you is, how do you see the role of quality engineering, evolving, and what role will it play in the future of agentic AI, going now in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think just to summarize, AI is an inevitable one, both in the end users, also within the IT. It makes a bigger impact in code development and also in software testing. Right. So let me take example of software testing in particular, given the context of today's podcast. We are seeing a significant adoption right from the inception of your user story itself. Right. So most often the testing team generally don't get the best user story and start writing the testability of those requirement or test cases or test design process. Whereas with the adoption of AI, the user story itself, gets cleaned up, and the AI, does a lot of self-autonomous process to refine the user story itself for the testing team to, start writing better test cases, better test scenarios, and therefore develop automation scripts. We have seen that as the first major, adoption of AI in refining the user stories for the testing needs. And In the whole of the AI process, we call this as continuous testing, right? AI gets implemented right from your planning, your design of test cases, your environment that is required for, configurating your testing, and also your test execution. The biggest impact is in the test executions, where the AI in today's world helps you to generate automation scripts based on the user story. And if you give the wireframe and the user story in today's AI world, it generates the automation scripts in the language that you want, in the tool that you want, and execute them in an agentic AI fashion. As long as you check in your code and get ready, the self-healing or the self-autonomous test automation scripts start to execute on its own, use the self-autonomous process to heal by itself based on the changes, and eventually provide you the results and gets you with a lot of defect prediction and defect identifications and loading of those defects into various systems as well. The AI plays a major role in the end-to-end process of the continuous testing. And eventually with your, what we used to call EOTR, end of test summary report. And today with the AI world, it changed into a closure intelligence. Right, so where the AI develops, provides test summaries, metrics, insights, and also helps you with the ideation of how you need to shape your next release, and what kind of risk-based testing that you need to do, what kind of analytics that can help you to make an intelligence of your team and efficiently changes your automation scripts. And provide better results, actually. With the agentic AI in place, I've seen that defect release to production significantly reduced, actually. In the past, we used to have a number of defects goes into production, especially the severity one, which can halt the system itself. With the kind of AI infused testing in place, I'm seeing a greater use case in that particular defect release to production, and also shaping up your end-to-end test processes in place. So I'm seeing the testers can become more intelligent, and also their life can be much more impactful in getting implemented with the AI process in the software testing lifecycle. A great use case for us if we start to adopt into an end-to-end testing lifecycle.
Right. Eventually, I think agentic AI is more than just automation. It's a fundamental shift towards intelligent, self-sufficient systems that can make complex decisions on their own. And I believe as these technologies continue to evolve, businesses that embrace agentic AI will gain a competitive edge. They'll unlock new efficiencies and possibilities across industries. And, I think that the possibilities for agentic systems are limitless as and when we are advancing. So as we continue to explore and develop these technologies, it's also important to remember that the future is not just about automation. It's about empowering and enabling intelligent decision-making. And I think agentic AI will definitely play a very important role here. Well, thank you so much, Pradeep. It was a pleasure having you with us on our podcast today. And thank you for helping us understand about agentic AI and encouraging us to keep pushing the boundaries of what is possible and continue to shape a world where AI can work alongside human to create a better future for all of us. And thank you so much for your time and effort.
Thank you, Priya, for having me here.
Thank you so much, Pradeep. So this is for our listeners. Stay tuned for our upcoming podcast. You can view all our previous podcasts on Spotify and other leading platforms. Thank you so much.